How's it going, Radio Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a great day kind of day. And on this installment of Radio Nation, we are having financial advisor Frank Bastard here. He has been a guest on the show before. This time, he is giving guidance to small businesses that, I mean, in my estimation, seems kind of sketchy.
Yeah, it sounds... I don't even know what to make of it. It's very weird.
That's right, Good Times Tom Liddell. It just seems like strange advice. So, Frank, what is going on here with your advice?
Well, I mean, that might be the least professional introduction ever for a guest.
Well, Frank, it's just that your advice to these small companies in order to get business seems unethical.
Well, what's unethical about it? Absolutely nothing. Nothing illegal, nothing improper.
Well, actually, I do think it's illegal because, from my understanding, you are encouraging small businesses to send people an envelope that says U.S. Department of the Treasury, Bureau of the Fiscal Service, and you make it seem like it's a second stimulus check that's coming to them, because on the opening, you know, the clear part of the envelope, it says paid to the order of, and you know, I have one of the envelopes here, and it's the person's name, paid to the order of, and I won't say the person's name, but it looks like you are suggesting small businesses make what looks to be a second stimulus check. But it's not actually a second stimulus check.
Well, I mean, it's all about perception, really, because when you open it up, it's a certificate coupon.
A certificate coupon. Well, the thing is, Frank, is that I'm a little bit flabbergasted by this.
Well, stop being so melodramatic.
Well, the thing is that this, I mean, let me just open it up. Hold on a second. Okay. So this is a coupon, essentially, $5 off a large 3-topping pizza.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
And this is from Papaggio's Italiano. Papaggio's Italiano. I've never heard of that place.
Well, I haven't heard of that place. And man, oh man, I just love Italian food.
Well, I mean, you eat anything, Good Times.
What's that supposed to mean?
Don't let us get off track. So this $5 coupon to an Italian restaurant for pizza, when someone opens this and they're hoping for a second stimulus check, times are tough, and they desperately need money. They want to get gifts for the holidays for their loved ones. And
are you just going to monologue here? I am the guest. I mean, are you going to ask me any questions?
Well, I mean, Frank, it's just people need to be aware and be careful that there are fake second stimulus checks being sent out in the mail, and you're encouraging it.
Well, I'm not behind all of them. I mean, I'm just giving advice. I'm just saying, hey, you know, as a consultant, an advisor to some small businesses, And then they say, you know, Frank, please help us. We really need to make money or we're going to have to close shop. The light bulb went off in my head. Well, people need stimulus checks. And what better way to get people's interest in a business than to make a coupon look like a stimulus check?
Well, that's deception. And you're saying it's the U.S. Department of the Treasury, and it's right here in my hand. You have, I don't even know if this is actually accurate, but it says Steve Mnuchin, and it's someone's signature of Steve Mnuchin, but I don't think that's Steve Mnuchin's actual signature. I just think someone wrote out Steve Mnuchin. Was this the owner, the proprietor of the Italian place?
Yeah, I mean, that was one of my tips, is just to make it seem as realistic as possible. You know, just write your usual handwriting. Just spell out Steve Mnuchin.
Well, I mean, this is definitely something that people need to be made aware of, is to not expect a second stimulus check anytime in the immediate next two weeks or so. That these are probably just coupons from businesses that Frank Bastard advised.
Well, I think that if someone opens up the envelope and they get a 20% off a car wash coupon, they're going to be very happy.
Well, I don't think they're going to be very happy if they're expecting somewhere in the nature of $600 to $1,200 cash. They're not going to want a coupon for a car wash. And who's going to need a car wash in some of these places where it's snowing and all that? Are people really concerned about a car wash if it's snowing?
Man, you're very negative, as usual. As usual, this is why everyone hates coming on the show.
Okay, well, I just want people to be aware that if you're getting these envelopes, let's say the U.S. Department of the Treasury, Bureau of the Fiscal Service, just watch out.
I don't. Look. If someone opens up an envelope and they get a free drink with an entree that they pay for at Kiko Mobile, it's a great deal, and it's almost as good as a stimulus check.
Kiko Mobile? I've never even heard of that place.
Could you give me the address of some of these places you're advising? I'm very intrigued.
See, it's working. See, when you advertise in such a way that gets people's interest, I don't know what the problem is.
Well, I think you can do it in a less deceptive way. That's all I'm saying. I don't know why that's so controversial.
You know what's controversial is that you put hardly any time into this show.
Okay, here we go.
Wow, I mean, I've been hearing from people that you've checked out.
We have
good times. Let me address it.
No, he's attacking us both, really.
Okay, well, if you want to give an explanation, go ahead.
The thing is that we're working very hard. Because the podcast is not generating as much money as it used to. So we have to do other things.
Well, I mean, that's That's a polite way of putting it. So we'll leave it at that.
Yeah, thank you. Can I actually get some money?
Okay, I knew that was gonna come. We're just trying to reassess the future of Grady Nation, and
what are you gonna throw in the towel?
No, it's just a thing of reassess how we can do the show in such a way that we are making revenue at the level before the pandemic, because I mean it's very challenging as is, and we're just trying to develop a business strategy and model that works.
Well, I think what you could do is send out a stimulus check that gives everyone a free download to a episode that has never been made public before.
So you want me to deceive everyone, promote the show by sending out a fake stimulus check?
Actually, that's a very clever way of promoting the show.
See, you know, you guys can be somewhat negative, but I've got some good ideas in my noggin.
Well, Frank, I don't know about that. I don't really like the idea at all. And we'll just figure out a way to keep the show going and hopefully grow.
Well, okay. Good luck with that, okay? Because I think Grady Nation is going to be one of the things that goes out of business due to the pandemic.
Well, that's very nice, and it sounds like you don't want to be on anymore.
What?
Okay, Grady Nation, we will check in with you next time.